John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It is Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. The Yankees are starting a three-game set at home against the Kansas City Royals. This is the Talking Yanks pregame show. We will be discussing the lineup. We will be giving out our what to watch fors. We will be guessing at the pitching path to victory, choosing our players in the homer draft, and deciding what we think will hit the over or the under. And then at the end, we'll sprinkle some premonitions. That's the show. Jake, how you doing?
James, Zach, Esposito on the ones and twos. Everyone live in the chat, hope you are having a rainbow day today. I am doing well, Jim. I'm doing well. There's an obvious talking point in the Yanks lineup today with the batters and the fielders and including the pitcher, because that ties into the situation with the hitters and the fielder and the 27, 8x10 glossy pictures. Little Alice is resting around. That's what the kids like, Zach. So I'm doing all right, Jim. You?
Yeah, doing good. I didn't catch most of that.
Yeah. Oh, me either.
I don't know what it was all about. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, drop ball.
Clip myself.
Yeah, there's one conversation to be had, so we can jump right to it. Yes. In the lineup, DJ the Malayal, starting at second, Aaron, Judge in right field. You think I got anyone? Think it was like, it's there. It's skipping, guys. It's skipping. DJ is leading off playing second. Judge is batting second playing right field. Luke Voit in the three hole makes his return.
Let's go.
Go, Voit, go. Stanton is DHing. Gio Urshela is batting third base. Gleyber Torres playing short. Clint gets the start in left field over Andujar. And Kyle Higashioka, Garrett Cole's personal catcher, gets the start behind the dish batting eighth. And Brett Gardner ninth. So I would have liked to see where Voit would be playing if Gary was in the lineup, because that means Gary would probably be hitting third, and Voit, I'm guessing fifth after Gio, or sixth after Gio, or fifth after Stanton. I don't know. But we go with the personal catcher. I hate personal catchers. I've hated this from the very start. My stance has not changed at all. It's stupid. And pitchers are such babies, man. Best pitcher in the world, but you can't throw it. And one of the worst part is now Boone said Gary's going to do Boone said Gary's going to catch the day after the night game, which across baseball is something they don't like making catchers do, because that overexerts them. And then going into three games against the Red Sox, if that means that, if we hear the quote, well, Gary's sitting because he caught the day after the night to end the Royal Series, so he's going to DH or sit one of the games against Boston. Well, look at what this personal catcher, the tumbleweed effect of it, the domino effect of it is. Like, it's so stupid. Cole, you can pitch to Gary. Stop being such a diva.
Yeah, couple things going on there. I mean, there have been a lot of personal catchers throughout time in baseball history, a lot of people like to point to the Greg Maddux one. It's been effective for Cole, and it turned into a situation where Kyle Higashioka literally won the starting catching job by technicality, which what that meant was 3 days on, 2 days off, where we're now back in Gary Sanchez land. I think what this ties into is the upcoming Red Sox series. I think whatever conversations Cole had with Boone and the team is that he wants to throw to Higgy on Sunday. So I think they tied that into this one, that they were going to give him Higgy today. And yeah, man, that the day-night quote by Boone rubbed me in such an awful way. I wouldn't even be surprised if maybe they're putting that out there and then they do end up DHing him on the third game and just be like, oh, well, yesterday's game was a pretty physical game for a catcher. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they turn around on that. Because then Gary Sanchez, who's been your hottest hitter, you're heading into a pretty important Boston series after a day-night doubleheader, which makes zero sense. So pretty unfortunate on a couple levels there. I will say this. Part of me does love them pumping up Voit, putting him back in the three-hole. Like, if there's somebody that likes coming back to the Yankees and being back hitting third, I think that speaks to Luke Voit. The personal catcher situation is unfortunate. And, like, acknowledging it and saying, you know, yeah, we're still going to have Gary catch Cole in the future, and we want that something for going forward. It was a perfect time, and you blew it. So you're overthinking, and this is classic Yankees. Like, we're going to see Gary catch Cole once in September, and we'll have, you know, Stanton play two outfield games in September. And they'll say, like, yeah, so we've done it, so we're ready to do it for the playoffs. That ain't how baseball works, man. You know, screw computers is what I've been saying all day.
Screw computers. Yeah, if you're not going to do it now, then, like, he's just the – and it's been – he's just the personal catcher. Whatever. I hate personal catchers. The only pitchers that get personal catchers are the best pitchers in baseball. And how'd you become the best pitcher in baseball? Throwing to whoever the fuck was on the other side. Trevor Plouffe is in my head. They're just
a little bit
babies.
Yeah.
Imagine if Tyone asked for a personal catcher. You'd say no.
You say no. Pitch better.
And if anyone, like, needed one, it maybe Tyone.
No.
Cole is the least person in need of a personal catcher.
Yeah, it's
the least.
Chicken and eggy stuff because it's, you know, I mean, some of the Higgy Cole numbers going back to last year were so impressive that it was like, well, if you get that performance out of Gerrit Cole, it's worthwhile. That's why the best in the biz get it. So, whatever. I mean,
it also is the stand, like, not DHing him at all.
Yeah. Outfield. Yeah, man. And that's the other thing. I mean, I'm walking away. We just took our hottest hitter out of the lineup, and I still kind of like the lineup today. So I'm feeling good about that. I'm excited Voit's back. And this is a Royals team that we should beat anyways. And we know that also their analytics team believes in pinch hitting, and Gary proved them right on that, where Stanton has proved them wrong. So we'll see if Gary gets involved in this game late.
Gary's the hottest hitter on the team by a lot.
By a mile. He moved up to third. The guy who was not our starting catcher.
Sitting our three-hole hitter because our starter, who could pitch well with me behind the dish.
Yeah.
It does. It's such a baby.
It's not
bullshit.
A shot at you. Like, if we trained you for a month, I think you'd struggle with some pitch framing today.
Fine, but yeah. If we had a robot on.
Yes.
It's so stupid. Sitting your three-hole hitter, hottest hitter on the team, because the pitcher who should be able to get guys out no matter what against a below 500 team needs a personal catcher.
Well.
Baby.
I'll say this. A lot of eyes are going to be on Cole. A lot of eyes are going to be on Cole because think about how that narrative is starting to turn. Gary Sanchez won us our last game. Gary Sanchez won Cole his last start. So if Gerrit Cole doesn't drop it on the table today, like in a nasty way, like if Gerrit Cole gives up two earned runs, like his ass is in the jackpot. And you know I don't like saying that.
He could throw a complete game, and that would be more further proof that it doesn't fucking matter who's catching you, and we should have had our three-hole hitter in there.
That's proof on both sides, unfortunately.
No, because catcher ERA has been proven to be the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, there's comfort level. We'll do a whole talking baseball episode one day on personal catchers.
I will bow out.
You are the episode. Brady Singer on the bump for the Royals, Whit Merrifield, Carlos Santana, Salvador Perez, Ryan O'Hearn returns from the IL, George Jorge Soler playing right forward, Gutierrez manning an infield spot, Hunter Dozier out to left, Michael A. Taylor, future Yankee, with Nicky Lopez at shortstop. I don't know, kind of interested to see these Royals. They kind of fought back to get to 500, and then they came back down.
A lot of their hitters are hot. Merrifield, Lopez, Perez. Is Mondesi in there?
No.
Oh, he's been really hot. Santana's hot. So, like, a big chunk of that lineup has been hitting the ball really well lately. I mean, Nicky Lopez, you said his name?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a .643 batting average in his last in the last 7 days or whatever it is. So
yeah,
good for him.
Nicky Lopez in the top of their lineup has been playing well. So, and yeah, that's meanwhile O'Hearn through Michael A. Taylor, the 4-8 hitters, they've been in a tough spot. So that's going to be where Cole's going to have to go to work today. Don't get hurt by those first three, especially. So
we talked a lot about everything. We talked a lot about Cole.
Sure.
Do you have like a different what to watch for?
Well, yeah, I mean, catcher in left field all year. Clint gets a start over Papadou today, which I think
Higgy definitely gets a hit today after all this talk.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a high inside fastball that he doubles down the line. I mean, whoa, Premos. Let's see. Luke Voit, you're obviously circling that. I mean, am I tripling down on no, I'm going to move away from DJ. I know I've said I've had my sights on him a little bit. I'm going to circle Gleyber Torres today. He's down in the six hole. The Yankees kind of moved him up to try to spark him a little bit. Now with Voit back, Gary's hot. Gleyber, it's going to be tough for him to climb. I wonder what that does to him. You know, we really haven't seen puppy dog Gleyber this year, which is nice. And Yankee fans actually have a lot of fond memories of Gleyber Torres lower in the order. So I'm circling Gleyber today. I want to see how he reacts to, you know, there's a chance that come the Boston series, he could be like a seven-hole Gleyber Torres, which he doesn't picture himself like that. So I'm watching Gleyber baseball-wise and spiritually today.
I like that. I was actually going to do Gleyber. I'll pivot. Obviously, Voit's an obvious one, so I don't think you need to talk about it. It's his return. Don't expect craziness, but it'd be fun. But let's get going. DJ LeMahieu hasn't had back-to-back games with an extra base hit since April 3rd or 4th or whatever it was. So I'd like DJ to get an extra base hit because he got one last game. And his last 11 games for DJ are actually looking good. So if we can continue that, and get it to, like, his last 15 games are looking good. That's, like, a more notable number there. I like that. What are DJ's last 15? Let me see. Yeah, .286 batting average, .817 OPS in his last 11 games.
11.
So let's get it to 15.
Right.
And then we can be like, oh, half a month of good ball. That's nice.
Okay.
So DJ, but what I'm really... What am I real what to watch for is, Jake? It just takes us right into the pitching path for victory. Is Britton available?
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone available? Are they going to skirt away? Is it Litke in the eighth again? It should be with the off day. You know, if they want to double rest up Johnny because he threw 36 pitches two days ago, sure. Lasagna might be out today, and it's all right. That's fine because everyone else should be available. Chapman should be available for the ninth. Britton should be available. Chad should be available. Litke's available. So
I mean, and I'm Jim, normally I'm not this guy. And A, with the questions about Britton up in the air, I doubt they do this. If they said no Chappie today after the game and they had Britton for the ninth, I'd be okay with that. He pitched Saturday and Sunday. He does get the off day with Monday. But if they were trying to space out Chapman a little bit, and if Zach Britton was Zach Britton, I would be normally fine with that. But yeah, interested to see. It should be Garrett. You got your toy today. It better be you to either good bullpen or it better be you to bad bullpen and a big lead.
Yeah. Interesting to see the Garrett Cole we have, obviously, as well. We're going to get strikeout guy. RPM going to stay at the 2400 area, and you get, I mean, it was better. The four strikeout Cole was a better game. He pitched deeper, eight innings. Pitch count was in better shape. So I'm interested to see. But like I said, the Royals hitters are hot. Let's see. What's Brady Singer's pitch mix like?
Brady Singer.
He's a sinker baller. Okay, so not a lot of heat. Sinker ball, sinker slider combo. Neither have great numbers, but neither have bad numbers either.
Okay.
Throws a change up to lefties, so guardy, watch out for that. But that's it, two-pitch pitcher to righties.
There's a lot of righties today. We'll see what that looks like. Yeah, I mean, on the season, feels cool. We can kind of talk about, like, guys' seasons now. Brady Singer, 14 games started, a 4.76 ERA. The advanced stuff actually says he should be better, a 3.44 FIP. Interested to see what he looks like tonight. He's good at not giving up the homer ball, a 0.7 homer per nine. And, hey, something else to watch out for. If there's something that these Royals are very good at, they have some high leverage guys at the back of their bullpen too. Staumont is a guy that's supposed to have special talent. He's been struggling lately.
He has.
Scott
that's
Barlow,
because Staumont when he's on is really fun to watch.
Yeah, Barlow having a really good year, but yeah, I mean they've got a lot of guys down in the pen they like to go to through. So. Again, not knowing Singer too much. Like, he can do two times through, and they've got bullpen arms they like. They had an off day yesterday, too. So, interested to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings us to Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Jake got on the board yesterday with the Gary Sanchez homer. Total score 19-13. Series, 9 wins for me, 5 wins for Jake, and 8 ties. Mm. You have the first pick today, Jake.
Holy smokes.
Does that make you happy?
If it made me happy, Jim, then why the hell am I so sad?
Depression?
The last 3 series have been won by Gary Sanchez alone, so that's an interesting little plot twist to this.
Take the pinch hit Gary at bat.
I mean, it's genuinely on the table. I probably won't be playing that game. Man, I haven't been good with the Aaron Judge, take him if you have the first homer draft pick. My success rate on that has been pretty low. None of these guys have seen Singer, huh? Sinker baller. I'm taking Luke Voit.
Wow.
Oh. Happened.
You got Judge in the Boston series, first pick. You got a homer there.
I think I'll go to Boston.
And you won that series.
I think I'll start a new life.
Think I'll go to Boston. All right, Voit's off the board. I will be taking Stanton.
Because
I don't think he's going to play game 3, even though they're saying he is, because they're saying Gary's going to catch whatever we did that earlier. But I think there's a chance he doesn't play game 3, so I'll take him game 1 against the guy who only throws 2 different pitches to righties. And then do I do Stanton and Judge? I actually kind of don't like doing that these days. Let me look at this lineup. I'm going to take Gio.
Gio the God.
Gio the God.
It's a good pick. Thank God I'm taking Aaron Judge. Sick to my stomach over
Got
there.
Him on the come around.
My God.
You know, I ordered a lot of clothes today.
I didn't know that. Well, Dress Wednesday, he gets it.
No, I'm going full on Steve Jobs, Zuckerberg. I texted Katie. I said, I'm going to one outfit man this summer. I ordered like 5 shirts with just the John Boy Media logo on there of those summer shirts that I like.
Yeah.
From I customize them. So be on the lookout for that. Watch out. I ordered like 5 of the same color long sleeve and then 4 of a different color t-shirt.
Okay. What are you doing with your downstairs?
I ordered 4 pairs. There's a pair of shorts I wear that I like. They look fancy, but they dress like bathing suit, basically, or mesh shorts.
Okay.
But I don't know the size I am because I kind of lost weight, but I don't know how because I eat like shit. So I ordered 4 pairs from 2 different styles, 2 different sizes of each style. I will return whatever doesn't fit me and then double up a different color.
Or maybe if the big ones are still big, you hold on to them for the
I have
the
4
winter.
Of those. The 4 that I currently wear are lean big.
Okay.
So I'm looking for some summer slimmer ones. So, yeah, I did a lot of shopping today.
Zach, whose wardrobe do you like better?
Wardrobe? I like what Jimmy's putting together over there. Creating that just not think about it wardrobe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you just asking me for wardrobe?
Yeah. I mean, I like Zach's wardrobe today the best.
Sometimes Thank I you. Don't know. That's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
Papito Gordito couldn't squeeze into that one.
I wore a
water weight.
I wore one of those yesterday. The bananas.
I was that specific design and shirt.
Seen you rock those.
I got a compliment on this shirt from a stranger once.
That's a nice shirt.
Yeah.
That's one of the best, better Roosevelt shirts. I like that
design.
It's
a good one, yeah.
Whose Homer draft picks do you like?
I like yours, Jake.
Voight and Judge. It's a good pick. Yours are more fun. If those two guys, Homer, Judge is a tiny bit of a slide, but he still got hits last series. Over, under.
Ooh.
8.5, trusting in Cole, but trusting in the Yanks offense.
Like, if I had to lean either way on that, I like 8.5, they might say 8.
8 flat.
Believe in Gareth.
Quentin says, cannot express how jealous I am that y'all get to wear shorts in the office. Man, I was talking to Katie about that because we were in California for the wedding a couple weekends ago, and it was hot, and out there it's a dry heat, and it just sucks. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't believe my office, and I didn't see anyone. I was just in an office alone editing videos,
yeah. And
they used to make me wear, like, dress pants and a long button-down shirt. And the productivity level, if I got to dress comfortably, would have been through the roof. Yeah. And they also didn't run the AC because they all ran cold. So I would sit with a wet towel and I would put ice cubes in my hair and they would laugh at me. And I'd be like, it's not really, like, you guys are like,
it's a little messed up.
Imagine how much better I'd be working if I was comfortable.
A little messed up.
It's crazy. People.
What's the over under again?
I like your 8. I like 8. I'm going to guess 8. I like 8.
Skork?
They're expecting the Yanks to win 6-2 or 7-1. Wow, 7.5. Wow, that's low.
I was pretty foime. If it was 8, I was going under. Which, in theory, means I should still be on the under.
Yeah.
Because 7.5 runs don't get scored in games.
Yeah, so you're the under.
But Vegas does this. Vegas does this.
Let me throw out a score. Yankees win 6-2. How's that sound?
I could see that.
All right, Yankees win 5-0.
I could see that.
I'm taking the under. 5-0 sound better to me. I haven't gotten over-under right. Holy smokes, is this real? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm 0 for my last 7 in the over-under.
You're on a little bit of a chiller.
Holy fuck. I'm taking the under. I'm nervous.
If it was 8, I would have said under so easily.
You should still say it, though, because of what you said.
Except the push factor, the 6-2. Is not a push anymore. That's a win for the over. I'm going under. Garrett, The Royals kind of fucking hit a little bit.
The Royals do hit. And they can be that get slappy, which sometimes those teams
everyone's
like,
got good bullpen too.
Hey, do you want me to tell you what the public's doing? Would that help you at all?
No. Maybe.
No or maybe.
I said no and then maybe.
The public? Well, DraftKings has it as 8. Do you want to do DraftKings? DraftKings just has it at 8.
Under.
Do the DraftKings line of 8?
I checked DraftKings. That's where I got this one from. Did it update?
Line moved. Line's moving?
Line's moved.
The line's moving?
Yeah, we're going to change it to 8.
Okay.
Because that's what this says in front of me. And we're both on the under then. Firm under. You said 8, firm under.
It's the under. Bullpen's rested. Yankees did nothing the game before this. It was all Gary Sanchez, who's not in the lineup. Gerrit Cole better drop it on the table because he's got his personal catcher. It's the under. It's the under.
On the drafting sportsbook, 69% of the bets are on the over. And 54% of the money's on the over.
It's a good line. Thanks, Zendino.
Zendino the great.
Sure is.
So what was your premonition earlier?
Higgy, high up, inside fastball, double.
Okay. Okay.
He's done that this year. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Luke Voit really pimps a walk. Like, daddy's back.
Luke Voit hit by pitch.
Jimmy!
But, like, in the arm, and he doesn't give a fuck, and he pimps that. Okay.
Zach, any premonitions? Could be on or off the field.
The cameras following Cole when he gets checked by the ump is going to be...
Oh, that'll be good. Good content. I wanted to do that to everyone in the office today, but HR.
You wanted to pat everyone down?
I didn't say that.
They also did that at my old job.
I feel like we're going to get a new graphic on the S broadcast that we haven't seen before.
Okay.
What?
That's my thought.
Okay.
Yeah. Premonition.
Gotcha.
Do
that.
You know something?
I don't know something.
A new graphic.
No, like when they started doing like the weird like, oh, here's the arm strength. It's like a red light or it's yellow light. Like, so they're going to do something like that.
Okay.
That's a good like one. That. Yeah. That's pretty.
So can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
The arm strength graphic they have on Yes Network, I liked it when it was like red and green. Mm-hmm. Then like 5 series in, they were like, they presented a yellow, and I was like, come on.
Yellow's been a...
Now everyone's yellow. It's yellow's like you guys are gut-checking yourself a little too much. Like, yeah. Either you run or you can't tell a third base ump is a yellow light. You got to have some...
Well, I think that's the... I think they want to open up that conversation with the yellow light. Like, it's, you know, red, they're not going, that guy's got a great arm. Green, you're going, that guy stinks. I think yellow is the interesting third base coach baseball conversation.
Yellow is like,
is it a
well,
little to the
if
side?
It's a sack fly.
Is he coming in? Is he coming out?
No, because you want to be decisive. So, like, what if it's just like, you know.
Well, that's baseball.
If it's a single, a roller,
right?
Then he's great at coming up on a roller and throwing. If it's a sack fly, standing under it, bad. That's the yellow light difference there.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Ivan.
What's this?
Puerto Rico and Rochester. That's a good time.
What it do, baby? What it do, baby?
What was that?
You.
Me? I'm coolin', man. No, man. Not cool.
You sound like me.
It's me.
Okay, that's the show.
Quick Chris Rose rotation ad. They posted, and they just talked about this on his thing, but everyone knows the Little League World Series. He won the punt pass kick championship.
Todd Frazier.
A lot of kids' dreams. He won a junior peewee football championship. And
the Twitter account posted that, and I replied with mine, and I think I kind of dubbed him, you know, class president, middle school baseball soccer captain, third place intramural softball team, 2010.
Well,
he retweeted it.
Todd Frazier did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if yours, because Todd Frazier was a theirs is Todd Frazier was a success before the age of 13.
Right.
And you clearly have a college accolade in here.
Oh, I left. I made my own realm.
Just
yeah. So, I don't play by the rules.
So your life highlights.
I don't play by the rules.
You're
yes.
You're comparing your life highlights to Todd Frazier's them, 13 yeah. and under highlights.
Some of them, yes.
These are all your life highlights. You don't have anything else.
Yes. These are everything in the plus column.
Once lost a dog.
Everything else in the... Jimmy.
What? You found him.
When did I lose the dog?
Temporarily that one time.
I never lost the dog.
Yeah. Tucker ran away.
When Tucker got loose, you knew where he was. He sprinted. You could hear him. He ran so fast, you could hear his steps coming when he was in the neighbor's yard.
Fastest dog alive?
It was wild. I wanted to race him. Nobody else was into it.
I don't think you'd win.
No, I wanted to race him against other dogs.
Oh, you wanted yeah. to get him in competitions.
Yeah.
What'd he look like?
He was fast, man.
What kind of dog was he?
He was a mutt. He was a mix of all these giant breeds, but he was the runt of the litter.
Did
so
he spoot?
Excuse me?
Did he spoot? Sploot?
Is it national TV?
Is it spoot or sploot?
It's national TV.
This is national TV. Sploot.
I think that's when you...
Did he sploot?
That's like if you're in your teenage years and you wake up in the middle of the night. Sploot.
Our buddy splooted a lot. Okay. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Go Yanks.
Go enjoy the show.
That's when, no, he couldn't sploot. He wasn't a purebred.
I fact-checked that. False.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, false.
You got to believe in something.
Someone told us that only purebred dogs can sploot.
That's when the dog lays with their hind legs like fully down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like extended.
Yes. Yes.
You
I don't
know
think Tucker
is?
Could do that.
Those hips were bad.
He was fast, man.
Bye, everyone. All of it is cool.